Welcome, one and all, to Inspiration Sounds. This is episode 44. I'm Budsamudra Knox, your host for today's show. This week we will touch once again on the two stories written by Sri Chinmoy. The first is called In God's Eye, Nobody is Untouchable. A very interesting story about a cobbler named Deepan. And we'll finish this week with another king story. This one's entitled The King's Initiation. A story about a pious king who desires to be initiated. Well, I hope you've had a great week and that no one got up to too much trouble. So sit back now, put up your feet, and listen to Inspiration Sounds and to more stories from the heart of the world. In God's Eye, Nobody is Untouchable. Written by Sri Chinmoy and dramatized by Budsamudra Knox. There was once a cobbler whose name was Deepan. Deepan was extremely poor. He was a great devotee of the Lord Vishnu, and he had the deepest adoration for all the cosmic gods and goddesses also. Deepan had a tiny shop where he sold shoes. During the day, if there were no customers, he didn't feel sorry. He used to just go on praying, meditating and chanting. In the evening, he would take his most beautiful and most expensive shoes and leave them at the doors of religious people. These religious people deserve these shoes, although they don't come to buy. Perhaps they don't have enough money. Deepan went on for a long time like this and, with the greatest difficulty, used to make his livelihood. One day, a sadhu came to Deepan's store. Deepan was so moved to see the sadhu that he fell down at his feet. But he did not dare to touch his feet because the sadhu was of a high class. Just because he was a cobbler, Deepan was not allowed to mix with the so-called aristocratic members of the society. Only low-class people could he mix with. The sadhu said, "What are you doing? Why are you not touching my feet? You know that I'm an untouchable. How can I touch your feet?" The sadhu replied, "In God's eye, nobody is untouchable. You are God's child. You pray to God all the time. You are dearest to him. Please, touch my feet. I will not be bloated with pride. As a matter of fact, you can even touch my head if you want to. But do touch me." Deepan said, "I will dare only to touch your feet if you allow me." He touched the feet of the sadhu, and the sadhu blessed him. Then the sadhu said, "I am giving you all the spiritual merits and virtues that I have acquired over the years. One day you will become a great, great saint. Then all those who have neglected you and shown contempt for your profession will see light around you. They will come and touch your feet and worship you. It is only a matter of time." The cobbler fell at the feet of the sadhu once again and offered his tearful gratitude. Then the sadhu left. The following day, with tremendous joy, the cobbler was working in his store, when all of a sudden he saw a halo of light behind his head. The halo of light was also circling around all the shoes. When the customers came, even with their ordinary human eyes, they saw light. Not lantern light or Indian village light, but real light, spiritual light. Then they came to realize that Deepan was not an ordinary man. They had known all along that he prayed and meditated day and night, but previously they had regarded him as a crazy fellow. Now they were so moved, and they all started appreciating, admiring, and adoring him.
"We do not want you to have to continue working in your shop," said a customer.
"And nothing will give us the greatest joy than to offer you the opportunity to spend the rest of your life in prayer and meditation." The King's Initiation, written by Sri Chinmoy, dramatized by Budsamudra Knox. There was a good, pious king who ruled his kingdom justly, divinely, and supremely. Everybody was pleased with him and proud of him. But there came a time when he was pinched with an inner hunger for initiation. He felt a burning cry for inner peace and inner light, so he gave up his kingdom and went to a spiritual master for initiation. The spiritual master said to him,
"I will initiate you when you are ready. Right now, you are not ready for initiation."
The king accepted the master's words. He bowed to the master and said,
"I will do anything that you want me to do. Only please, accept me as your disciple."
"Yes, I will accept you as my disciple. From now on, every day you will go to the top of a hill and cut down trees along with my other disciples, for we need fuel to cook our food. You will also take the cows out to graze in the field as the other disciples do, and you will do domestic service."
The king agreed. Every day he used to go with the other disciples, who were his spiritual brothers, and perform the domestic tasks to please the master. Although the king had never done this kind of work, he did his very best and his work was, to some extent, quite satisfactory. One day he was chopping down a tree, but he was not working fast enough. One of his brother disciples gave him a smart slap and said,
"You are not working fast enough. You're working so slowly. Oh, master will be furious if we work so slowly. Don't work so slowly."
Now this fellow happened to be of a very, very low caste. He wasn't untouchable. But the master accepted disciples from all castes, and in his eyes, everybody had the same rank. The king didn't say anything to the untouchable, but in silence he was telling himself,
Does he know who I am? Does he know who I was? If he had done this kind of thing when I was a king, immediately my men would have killed him. Now I have accepted the spiritual life. Therefore he is saved. God bless his ignorance. He should know who I was and who I am.
Some time had passed and the king again came before the master. He knelt down.
"Many people who have come after me have been initiated, but still I am uninitiated. When will my time come?"
"One day your time will come, but it has not yet come. It will take time. Still, you enjoy the pride of having been a king. As long as you enjoy and treasure your pride wealth, initiation will remain a far cry. Conquer your pride, and I shall initiate you. Unless and until you have conquered your pride, do not expect me to initiate you."
The king touched the master's feet.
"Oh, from now on, I will most soulfully try to conquer my worst foe, pride, and thus be a fit instrument for your initiation."
The master replied, "Try, my child, and you will succeed without fail."
You've been listening to Inspiration Sounds on Radio Sri Chinmoy. If you're new to our show and you'd like to catch up on some of our previous episodes, then please don't hesitate. All of these are online at radioshrichinmoy.org. There you'll be able to click on the Inspiration Sounds link and see for yourself
and hopefully hear some of the episodes that have gone before this one. Well, everybody, thanks for listening. Our time is up once again. After all, we do lead busy lives, don't we? So, thank you for taking the time to listen. I look forward to your company next week. I'm Budsamudra, and this was Inspiration Sounds.